Vavakama Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Kol Shechafti B'Shmirasoi. The Mishnah over here is going to say in concise terms the Yisoidis that we had in Mishnah Aleph. Kol Shechafti B'Shmirasoi, what's Mechayiv me on any of the above mentioned categories is the fact that there's a Din Shmira. The Torah says V'lo Yishmirenu. True, the Torah says it by Shor, but the basic idea that each Shmira, negligence, is the Mechayiv of Momen HaMazik is a basic truth l'gabi all of them. We'll see in Yitzhak Hashem l'gabi Odom HaMazik Mo'oidi Tochen that even without negligence a person is Chayiv if he did a Maisa Mazik. If somebody was Mazik, Reuven was Mazik, Shimon is Chayiv, lav dafka that it has to be defined as Chafti B'Shmirasoi. There are those that want to argue also that a person has a Shmiras HaGuf, Shmirasoi Nalecho. But over here, certainly, the Mechayiv by Momen HaMazik is Chafti B'Shmirasoi. Now, the Chafti B'Shmirasoi, the Mishnah says, creates Memela Hechsharti Es Nizkoi. The one who is Mechuyiv B'Shmiras, Oisei Dovah, is the one who is Machshir, the one who created the ability for the Hezek, and therefore the Chiv is Mutl on him. The Gemara understands from over here, the Rav is Mitzayin, that the Halacha is that if Reuven was Mosa Shvoro, he was Mosa Hishor to Shimon, if Shimon is capable of watching it, Shimon now becomes the Chafti B'Shmirasoi. If Shimon accepted Achrayis, he's a Shomer. So therefore, the Hechsharti Es Nizkoi is Mutl on Shimon, even though the Baal HaBehema is Reuven. Shimon doesn't own the Behema, Reuven does, but Shimon is the Chafti B'Shmirasoi, therefore Hechsharti Es Nizkoi. If Reuven gave it over to Shimon, but Shimon is a Cheresh, a Shoyter, a Kotnu, he's not a Bardas, since he can't be Chafti B'Shmirasoi, therefore the Hechsharti Es Nizkoi is still incumbent on the first one, Reuven, the Baal HaShor, will be Chayim. Hechsharti b'miktsas nizkoi, chafti b'teshlumin k'hechshir kol nizkoi. If Reuven, the owner of the Shor, was only machshir, a miktsas of the Nezek, even though he's only responsible for the miktsas Nezek, he was only machshir, let's say, the miktsas Nezek, he's Chayim for the whole thing. Doesn't sound very fair. So what's the case that we're talking about? We're talking about a case, the Rav brings the case of the Gemara. The Gemara says a principle, it's based on Bryce's, that the depth of a bor, in order to be memis ashor that falls in which the Baal HaBor would be chayiv, has to be asor tvachim deep. We'll see later on in Yitzhak Hashem more about this halacha. But it has to be 10. What happens if Reuven came to the Rishus HaRab, and he dug a pit, he dug a bor that was 9 deep. Ubo acha v'shlim l'asor. Somebody else made it into a bor asor. V'nof al shom ha-shor ha-chamor u'meis. And remember that the misa of the shor ha-chamor was only possible, only if it's a bor asor. V'aloch is ho-achrin chayiv, even though physically, he only did a maisa of being misakin, miktsas ha-nezik, kilo asa kol ha-nezik. We treat him as chayim the whole thing, given the betisha like a misa. So we see the bor ha-memis as fully the responsibility of the one who made it into a bor that can be memis. So before he only did a chelik of the maisa, chshati b'miktas nizkoi, and still he's chayim on the whole thing. Now, in the Rav is mekatzer with something that is a sugya later on daf nalv, an important idea, and that is that the halacha that we just said that a bor could only be memis Basora is only to be memis basora. The bor could definitely break the leg of an animal that falls in at less than asora. That being said, there's a machlekes tanoim. What happens if Reuven dug a bor that was 9 deep? Shimon came along and dug it to a depth of 10. Lemaisa, the behemoth that fell in, that was victim to the bor, only broke its leg. Kenzain, the Shita of the Chacham, the Rav is going not that way, but the Shita of the Chacham is that Shimon is still Chayiv. Why? Shimon turned the bor not just into a deeper bor, he turned it into qualitatively Be'etzim, a different bor. It's a bor that has a koich to be memis. Oy bazoy, the ganze bor is considered his Yetzirah, his Chayiv and the whole thing. A chiddush. Even though the Nezik would have happened anyways, but the Baal HaBor, the Torah says, Baal HaBor Yishalim. The Baal HaBor, Ki Yichra, Ki Yiftach, true, both of them did. But Baal HaBor Yishalim means that the responsibility is mutl on the one who's considered the Baal HaBor. And the Baal HaBor, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, is the one who turned it into the present bor that is. The Bar HaMemis Lamaisa was created by the second one, not by the first one. Now the Mishnah adds a few different Tanoim in Hilchas Nezikin. Which type of Nechosim is one Chayiv on? Anything that's owned by somebody else. The Mishnah says, Nechosim She'en Behem Mi'ilo. Any Nechosim where using those Nechosim doesn't carry with it a Issim Mi'ilo. Issim Mi'ilo is the violation of using that which belongs to Hegdish. It's an interesting way of saying it. It doesn't say Hegdish. Could be that what the Mishnah means to say is that if you say kachim, you generally mean a karbon. A karbon doesn't really belong to anybody. It doesn't belong to Hegdish because the Kedusha nemtzich from the Kedusha as karbon, not from the momen Hegdish. Rabbi Seinu taught us that Kedusha as karbonos is a Kedusha by itself. The Kedusha is not because it belongs to Hegdish. It belongs to Hegdish because of the Kedusha. So therefore, lav dafka it be shayich to call the Hegdish the victim. And to call the owner of the behemah, who's now out of behemah that he was going to bring for a carbon, he's not the owner. He's the bal ha-carbon, but he's not the owner of the animal. So memela, what the Mishnah uses is a loshen that's more meduyik legabe kedushas bedek habayis. Kedushas bedek habayis is anything that belongs to Hegdish. People would give nechosin to Hegdish. They have money, they have fields, they have other things that people give. Like today, you'd give away an old car to a yeshiva. So, Amolig Tzaitna, Yid would give a field, he'd give it to Hegdish. Hegdish owns the field. Hegdish will sell the field and have the profits to buy korbanos, to fix up the Beis HaMikdash, whatever's necessary. That's property. You would say the owner of the property, Lamaisa, is Shemayim. Is Hegdish. Why not pay? No. There's no Din Mazik. The Chosim Shol B'nei Bris has to be property that's owned by a Yid. There's no Din Mazik. No chiv to pay a goy. Nechosim hamiyuchodim. We'll just add, by the way, nechosim shol bnei bris. Would one be mutter lechetchila to be mazik, property of a goy? Lechayu, the right answer is no. We might say it like this: Rishonim want to know: is there an issur to throw a rock through somebody's window? What's the problem? All it says in the mission over here is that if I do it, I have to pay. Where does it say that I'm not allowed to? Gneva gzela lavin in the Torah. Where does it say loy tazik? It doesn't say it. But the Rishonim understand, Rabbi Yonin, others understand, that's gzela. Gzela is causing somebody else a loss. You're not allowed to cause somebody else a loss. Even if it means throwing a rock through his window, having your shor eat up his tomatoes. So there would be a mokum to say that to go ahead and do a maise mazik to a goy is an act of gezel. Gezel akum a maise is also. We're talking over here the chiyuv tashlumim after the fact. On that, the Mishnah says you're not chayiv to a goy. Nechosim hamiyuchodim. The din mazik is a little bit interesting. The din mazik has to be something where the ownership is defined. This comes lafuke, the Gemara says, lafuke hefker. Shalas, what would be the having to have to pay hefker? Who are you paying to? Your behemo was mazik. Pay instead of Hefka. You want, okay, take out your credit card. You want to pay who? Because of this, the Gemara in the Sugya and Daf Yud Gimel understands that we're not going over here that the victim was Hefka. We're talking over here that the shor that was Mazik is Hefka. And that also we could ask. So who do you want to be Tever? There's a shor that belongs to nobody that's running around and smashing down stalls in the shuk. Who do you want to be Tever exactly? So the Mishnah, the Gemara gives two ifanim to explain the Mishnah. One is that we're talking about a shor tam. And remember that a shor tam, we mentioned before that a shor tam, when the owner of the shor has to pay, he doesn't have to pay out of pocket. He has to pay only migufei shel ha-shor. That means that the chiv of hezek that was done by a shor tam is chal on the behemah itself. There would be a mokum to say that even if the shor is hefker, the chiv is chal on the behemah. The shor is running around. Somebody goes out to the shuk, grabs the shor, makes a kinyan, tames the shor successfully, and now he's working in the guy's field. Shows up a nizik who had damage incurred on his field by this wild bull 2 months ago, and he says, part of the shor belongs to me, because he was mazik my field. You look at him and say, what's the chiv? He says, but the chiv was calling the shor itself. Kamash mon that no. If it's not the chosim that belonged to somebody, the hezik was never chal in the guf habehem. One oifen. The other if in the Gemara says that we're talking about a shor hamuid, where it's not chal b'guf ha-behema, and therefore if the shor belongs to Hefka, there's no havamina. they should have to pay. But what we're talking about is, there might not be an owner, but there's somebody who's responsible. Remember we said that a Geroma Din Nezokin is somebody who's guilty as anything on the hezek that took place. Remember the case of Reuven going 80 miles an hour down towards Shimon, and Shimon has to swerve. Who's guilty? Whose problem is it? B'dinei Shemayim, the one whose fault it is, certainly Reuven. But he didn't do a Maisa Mazik, he's not Chayv. Bez and Paskins, only on the one who does a Maisa Mazik. We're talking over here about Reuven, took his behemoth, nonchalantly walked him to the door of the barn, pushed him out, and was mafka him. The behemoth is then left to run amok and to cause damage. Fault? Reuven's Chayv B'dinei Shemayim, no two ways about it. But Lamaisa, the Torah says, V'hu ad b'ba'olov, Chiyuvei Momen HaMazik is only if it's Momoinoi. Here it's not Nechosam Yuchodim, he won't be Chayiv. B'dinei Shemayim? If he's going to want to go to Gan Eden, if he's going to want to not have that Chayv on him, Lossed Lova, he's going to have to pay. But in this world, we can't be Teveya him, because fault does not enter a Chayiv, does not automatically make a Chayiv. It has to be something that belongs to the owner. U'b'chol Mokoy, the Mishnah adds now another clause that the chiv of mazik could be, it doesn't make a difference where the hezek was incurred. It could be any place. Chutz, this is the important part. Chutz mishus hamyuchedes l'mazik u'rishus hanizik v'amazik. So the first thing is rishus hamyuchedes l'mazik. What happens? The mazik has a shor that's taka running wild in his backyard. But you know what he's fenced in? He's fenced in. I'm allowed to let my shor run loose for exercise in my backyard. He's fenced in. He's not going to be mazik somebody else. Now, the lashon the Gemara uses for this idea is torcho b'shusi my boy. What's your shor doing in my rishus? That means, do I have a shmiroson olecha that I can be chafti b'shmirosoi and hichshati miktsas niskei al yedei the fact that you walked in? No. But the Rav brings from the Gemara that that's only when my shor was mazik his shor in my backyard. What happens if I was mazik? I'm throwing rocks, and I throw a rock, and a guy happened to walk in. Yeah, he shouldn't have walked into my backyard. But lamaisa, he walked in, and the rock banged into him. Now, we're not talking over here, by the way, where I threw a rock unawares, and I'm just throwing rocks, and then somebody walked in and walked into the path of the rock. That's not the noise. The noise is over here where I threw the rock at him. So if I throw the rock at him, over there the Gemara says that no. Why the Nechbal, the one who is damaged, says, Nihid de islach rishusa lafuke, but lazuke lasach rishusa. You have a right to throw me out of your backyard. You don't have a right to be mazik me. The fact of the matter is that wherever Reuven is mazik shim, it's called the maisa mazik yid b'chayiv. But to call it shmiroson olecha, which triggers the chiv of Reuven on Mamoinoi, that you don't have when there's no shmiroson olecha. Torcha b'shusim, my boy. That's the din that's mavu over here. The Mishnah fears ois. Urishus hanizik v'amazik. Or you have a place where there's a rishus that belongs to the nizik and the mazik. This, the Gemara explains, is referring only to the hezik that's called shen v'rego. Shem v'regel, like we said, is the mazik when a shor damages a shor b'derech hiluchoi derech achilosoi. And over there, the Loshna Torah in Parashat Mishpatim is interesting. Ki yavo ish so derech kerem, v'shilach es bi'iroi, the Loshna is kilu, he sends his animal. Bi'iroi in this case means that the thing that could consume his animal, u'bir, and it feeds, it walks, it feeds, b'stei acher. So the Loshon of the Pasuk is, V'shilach es b'iroi b'iroi b'stei acher. We learn out that Shein v'regel is not chayiv when there's no V'shilach l'stei acher. Where's that? B'shus ha'nizik. So the more famous of the dinim over here is that Shein v'regel is part of B'shus ha'rab. B'shus ha'rab is not called B'shus ha'acher. Again, could you say that a person who lets his animal just walk around unattended, and because of that he eats up things that are lying with Shazram, would you say it's not the fault of the mazik, of the Baal HaBehema rather? No, lav dafka, and it could be Chayv B'dinei Shemayim if he's negligent. But lemaisa, the Torah's hagdora of a maisa chilo or a maisa halicha of an animal, which is called a maisa mazik, is dafka ubiya b'steyacha. Therefore, a rishus hanizik v'amazik, since this perfect rishus
for the Nizik and the Mazik both to put food there, both to put other shvarim there, whatever was damaged, that's not called a Biyah B'Steyache L'Gabi Dizdin. The Mishnah then says something which it says really at the end of Mishnah Aleph. Kshehizik chava mazik l'sham tashlum in nezik b'meitav or this is the din of meitav that every mazik is chayiv. And this din we had in Mishnah Aleph, it could be according to the Mandama that Mishnah Aleph is only talking about shen v'regel. We mentioned that there's a Tana that holds that the difference between shor and mave is not keren and shen v'regel. Shor is shen v'regel, mave maybe would be odma mazik. We read the Mishnah out the way because that's the stom use of the Mishnah and the way Rav explains. But Lamaisa, there's definitely a shita that holds not that way. So then you'll say this Mishnah is la suye, that the din of Meitav is both by Karen, both by Shein V'regel. That's the way the Gemara says it. But the way we learned the Mishnah, that both of them are mentioned in Mishnah Aleph. So then we already know the din of Kishizik. So why would the Mishnah have to say it again? You have to say that was the Nusach of the Mishnah. The Gemara has an interesting idea that even though we know that the final editing of the Mishnah comes from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, sometimes the Tana of the Mishnah, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, left the original, this was the way the Mishnah was said over hundreds of years before that. The word Chav HaMazik L'Shalim is an atypical word. Usually in Mishnah we have the word Chayiv. The word chav is a certain dialect. The Gemara calls it Tana Yerushalmi. So for whatever reason, Rabbeinu HaKadosh decided to keep the original pronunciation of the Mishnah with the chav hamazik. So it could be that there were two different Mishnayos here. Mishnah Aleph is a Tana Yerushalmi, and Mishnah Bey is not. So he said the full nusach of both Mishnayos. Maybe that would be the pshat. Tais Yom Tov talks about it.